So, Matt Porter's here from Matt Porter Web Design. He is our gadget guru. He's based at Innovation Martlesham on Ad Astral Park. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Matt's our gadget guru. What have you got for us this week?
Yeah, it was an interesting announcement last week by Elon Musk, who is the owner of Tesla, who are more famous for their electric cars, and we've reviewed one. What they've done is they're now moving into thing called Tesla Energy. So using their battery technology they've developed for cars, because they can give you an enormous amount of range on their cars, they're now going to be selling into the residential and business sectors for providing what's called a power wall, which is a unit which attaches to the side of your home, or multiple units depending on the size, and then the energy which you can then generate from solar or wind or even off-peak, so Economy 7, you can bring that energy and it will charge the battery up, which can then be used during peak hour electricity. You can then pull that electricity back out of the battery, and therefore you're using cheaper rate electricity or free electricity.
Okay, so this is a battery that would then power household goods.
Yes, it would effectively provide you with your electrical power, or supplement it depending on how much you're using. The idea being there's two units that they're going to be selling. One is a 7 kilowatt hour unit and one is a 10 kilowatt hour. The 7 kilowatt hour is generally going to be used for day-to-day usage. Like I said, if you have solar panels, which lots of people do have, rather than that electricity being wasted or even put back into the grid, which a lot of people do, it will then go and be stored. And then when the sun goes in, you can then draw the power from these lithium-ion battery cells. They will allow for continuous draw of about 2 kilowatt hours, which is probably something like if you had a kettle boiling the whole time with a peak of 3. They can be placed in series, so you can pack them together. And they also have a business solution, which is they're almost like rack mountable, and they can then theoretically generate up to something like 50 gigawatts of electricity, so they could be used in a solar farm to store the electricity and then provide it onto the grid, or provide a local grid. Their pricing's pretty good, actually. I think up until this point, something like that would be costing you in dollars, be $13,000.
Yeah.
What they're actually going to be providing them at is at $3,000 per unit plus installation, or $3,500 for the 10 kilowatt hour, which is pretty good. I don't think it's going to be something that you could be looking at paying for itself over time. Eventually, obviously, it will. It's more of an eco-friendly solution.
So if you could afford to do it and you wanted to try and do something green to, stop wasted energy, to capture as much as you can, this is probably for you.
Yeah.
But it probably is not going to pay for itself over
I wouldn't think... I've spoken to Tesla about this and said that exact question, because I felt it was probably going to be asked about. And they said, really, that's not what this is about at the moment. This is about the fact that 40% of electricity... 20 trillion kilowatts of electricity are used a year, of which 40% of that is generated from burning fossil fuels, if not more. So this is about the environment, that we cannot sustain our electricity usage on the planet for much longer using fossil fuels, because we're going to choke ourselves to death. So by bringing in solar and other ways of generating electricity and then storing it gets over the problem where people are saying, well, if the sun goes in, or it's a cloudy day.
So you're
day.
Generating a lot of power on a windy day.
Yeah.
You can charge up your batteries on a less windy day,
Yeah, you draw from it. The argument of the fact that to make these kind of things like batteries and to charge them up to start off with is going to be using fossil fuel. They're planning in the process of building what's called the Gigafactory in America, which is this enormous factory just for building lithium-ion batteries, and it's completely powered by solar energy. So an enormous, enormous factory. So again, it's eco-friendly. The the build of these batteries. So I think, you know, it's only just been announced. In the end of the year, it will probably be coming to the UK. This summer, I think, to America. They've apparently now sold out already, so on pre-orders. But I think it's a very interesting, potentially a very interesting idea, especially when you look at how much electricity is. If you did have Economy 7 or similar, it's probably about half the price to have an Economy 7 overnight, depending on what provider you use. So you could be using that overnight electricity while you're asleep in the daytime when you wake up in the morning.
That's
and it's
very clever.
Expensive.
So it's going to be on the website, thegadgetman.org.uk.
Yes, it is indeed.
Yep, thegadgetman.org.uk. It's called Powerwall, the Tesla Home Battery Energy Storage for a Sustainable Home. It's fascinating how you want battery technology to improve, don't you, really? Because it's for a long time it's been quite sort of static, hasn't it? Really?
It has. They used to be really disgustingly, horribly dirty things, which were horrible to get rid of and dispose of. The energy now, the lithium ion technology, is much cleaner, much safer, and much smaller as well. So it'd be great for countries without reliable electricity supplies, where you can actually place these in a remote area, say an earthquake zone. You're straight in there. You've got electricity straight away.
Good
it's
stuff.
A great thing.
Okay, Matt, thank you very much.
Thank you.
That's our gadget this week, and you can find out more at thegadgetman.org.uk, thegadgetman.org.uk. Matt Porter from Matt Porter Web Design at Innovation Martlesham on Ad Astral Park.